Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In the day of Qiyamah, in the day of judgment, which is the end of life, we, as a mu'min, don't want to face the hardships. Very unfortunately, in the modern world, we all human beings, mostly not all of them, but majority of human beings are tricked by the Western societies, which is based on an idea saying that life is once and enjoy it as much as you can. This is the most false sentence, most wrong sentence. No, life is not only in this phase, only on this planet, on this earth. No. According to Allama Tabatabai, we have to came to this world and we are not going to finish. We are not going to be totally eliminated. No. We will survive for millions and millions and millions of years, either in this phase or in the phase of Barzakh or in the day of Qiyamah, and then afterwards in heaven, inshallah. So life is not going to end up. So we have to plan for this long period. We are not going to plan only for this 60, 70, 80 years and that's it. And the Western societies and Western philosophy says life is only just 60, 70, 80 years. And then the natural result is people are trying to achieve all the pleasures in this life. And this is not good. No, this is not good. We have to achieve pleasures remaining in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, in the path of God. We are not going to do anything which is going to destroy our eternal life, because life is not only this 50, 60, 70 years. Life is much longer than this. We are going to live for millions of years. We have to be very careful. And let me tell you very clearly, my dear brothers and sisters, so fasting will help us a lot in this part. We can die in any minute. We can die in any second. Maybe we die today. Maybe we die tomorrow. Maybe we die next month or next year. We don't know. And everybody, and every day we are watching, there's a lot of people are dying around us. So death is one of the most essential reality. We cannot deny it. We are going to face death. And when we face death, the day we will die and the day we enter into our graves, that point is the beginning of our eternal life. So we have to plan for that part. We have to plan. In this beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "As-sawm junnatun minan nar." So if we want to prevent ourselves from facing the wrath of God, and among the wrath of God, it could be a lot of things. On the top is facing the fire of hellfire. No one of us want to face that kind of wrath. So what can prevent us from that situation? So sawm, fasting, is the most important thing here. The fasting will turn into a shield which is going to protect us from the hellfire. Hellfire means from the wrath of God. If we want to protect ourselves from the wrath of God, we have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through fasting. Fasting will help us to stay in the mercy of God, to stay with the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awliya means all the prophets, Prophet Muhammad at the end, and then Ahlul Bayt alayhi musallam, and then their close ones like Salman al-Farsi, like Abu Zar, like Miqdad, like Rushayd al-Hajari or Rushayd al-Manaya, like Misamat Tammar. If you want to stay with us away from hellfire, then we have to start this from fasting, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد